Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now. Hey, everybody. Good morning. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. Happy Tuesday. Benny, of course, in Seattle. How are you, Benny?
Hey, happy Fat Tuesday.
Is it Fat Tuesday?
Shouldn't it be? I think it is, isn't it?
Is it?
I think
you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. They were talking about that on the news this morning.
He's the wheeze, Dougal.
I forgot. What kind of research team am I dealing with?
Right?
My Lord.
Who do we
David,
have
Fat
for
Tuesday.
Us?
Wait, what's Fat Tuesday?
Oh, my God.
That's the Tuesday before Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Right. Basically, you're supposed to drink and be topless, I think, is the goal of Fat Tuesday. Oh my God. And the truth is, guys, Benny did just lift up his shirt.
Only for you, Dougal. Only for you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Hey, guys, I feel like we need to change the intro. How do we feel about that?
Maybe.
Thoughts?
I don't know. I do.
I was just listening to it, and I was like, you know, we've been here a year. You know, and we've got a little more, you know, maybe we could do some highlights or something. But
yeah,
I think it might be fun to kind of spice up the intro.
All right. Could be good.
So, of course, we must discuss it. We woke up on Saturday morning, we turned on the television, and it was like, oh, that's funny, ABC showing Whitney Houston's funeral. Then we went to NBC. Oh, so it was NBC. Then we went to CBS. Then we went to
every
station
channel.
Was showing it.
Right?
And I had really mixed feelings about it. I mean, David, of course, has been obsessed. I think obsessed is a really polite word.
I am obsessed with
You're
her.
Obsessed.
I can't.
You're
I just
obsessed.
Can't let it go. It's such
can't
a
it
tragedy.
Go.
I feel.
Yep.
I have a lot of feelings.
Yeah,
about
he
it.
Talks about it. He gets teary-eyed about it. He just wants to dance with somebody.
Oh,
he really.
And you're like, I can only dance for so long.
And so on Saturday, we watched what? Let's be honest. 3 hours?
Oh my gosh.
I know.
I
Seriously?
Think the whole service was 4 hours, actually.
David was like, we have to watch. And normally, you know, I can't get David to sit still during the day. He is a doer. He is, you know, tiling the floor.
He's making
a frittata. He's painting the shutters. Like, he's doing 9,000 things. But when Whitney Houston's funeral came on, you were mesmerized.
I was mesmerized. Well, it was like a whole performance. I mean,
well, yeah. Let's be honest. You had a lot of questions about church because you're Jewish. So David kept being like, now, why do people keep standing up out of nowhere?
Because it's a Baptist like, thing.
Exactly.
Right?
It was Baptist. I was like, they are moved by the Holy Spirit.
Well, then the other thing was everybody was talking like while like when someone
right.
would be
no.
standing up there.
Praise
and,
the Lord, David.
Exactly.
And like other
Praise
people would be talking.
Exactly.
Right. And I was like, why are they talking? They're interrupting.
Right.
But
right.
I guess that's just normal.
He was like, you can just break out into song. You can break out into song. That's how it goes.
It's totally true.
Did you watch any of it, Benny?
I saw parts of it. I definitely wanted to see Kevin Costner. And,
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Just
did you see his speech?
I did. I saw parts of it. I was busy with the boys. They were running around like usual. They are standing, by the way, just to give you a little info.
Oh,
they are
yay!
Just standing, and Ethan took his first two steps.
Oh, and he will hold that over his brother's head
know,
for
right?
the rest of his life.
He's going, hey.
Was Ethan born first?
He was.
See? It's energy.
Uh-huh.
It's fascinating.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're already competitive.
Yep. So they were running around on the floor, so to speak, and I had to run over to the, you know, MSN, NBC. That's where I caught the clip, and I was just watching a little bit of it. You know, Kevin Costner's just so dramatic, and just he did such a great job with
it. It was awesome.
Yeah, he really did. They chose the perfect person for it.
Sounded out. Bye, Val.
And exactly. So I don't think anybody else would have done a better job.
Well, you know what's interesting is I thought, because a lot of people got up and spoke,
yes.
And Stevie Wonder performed, Alicia Keys performed, God, mm-hmm. she was amazing, Clive Davis spoke, he's unique, Dionne Warwick was, for lack of a better term, like the MC, kind of?
Yeah.
I know that sounds terrible.
Yeah, she was kind of
no.
hosting it.
Yeah, she was kind of hosting.
There you go.
But Kevin, I thought what he said was pretty bold.
Yeah.
You know, he spoke about her self-doubt for The Bodyguard, and he told, like, an interesting story about her, you know, applying too much makeup, and then they had to go back and take it off, and, you know, he kind of very gently and politely spoke about the pitfalls that she's had in her lifetime. And I thought it was so interesting because, you know, we take calls on the show. We certainly talk to people about our issues. We talk about our issues. And I've spoken about this before. I think it's human nature to have self-doubt. And it was interesting to hear that the biggest music recording artist of the time when she was doing The Bodyguard you would think that she would walk in thinking, I can own this. I'm an international star.
Yeah,
and she still had self-doubt.
Right. She kept saying, will they like me? Am I good enough?
Yeah, am I good enough?
And she was already like
huge.
A superstar
at
that time. Oh, my
God. Gigantic.
I guess everyone deals with that.
Yeah. And I thought his, I guess, eulogy was really poignant in saying to her daughter that, you know that you're good enough as you are, and that's just, don't listen to that voice in your head, because unfortunately, I think that voice in our heads, and everybody has it, and that's the part that I love. We all, you know, I always say this, like, if you're in a social function and you walk into a room and you're feeling insecure and you don't want to talk to anyone, chances are the entire room feels the exact same way.
Right.
Mm. And someone just needs to step out of their comfort zone and be authentic and honest about it. And, you know, David had written in the show description today that we were going to talk about why mistakes can be a good thing. And what I loved about Kevin Costner's speech at Whitney's funeral was he was saying, you know, let's kind of see the mistakes that she made. And hopefully she now sees herself as talented and worthy and so amazing. But let's not let that affect ourselves. And I just thought he did such a good job. And it's funny, too, because people were tweeting that they thought he talked too much about himself. And I was like, are you crazy, people?
Well, I disagree with that too. He made it very relatable with his upbringing and her upbringing, which is the whole Baptist ideology and how they both were in pews and being kids and
right. The joke was, you know, Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston, we don't expect this to be a match made in heaven.
Right.
And the movie company didn't think that she was the right choice. So the joke was, we have so much more in common than you're even aware of. And I thought that was really well said.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing that I thought was a little strange, and I want your opinion, I want your girl's opinion, when Sissy got up, Whitney's mom, she sang. I thought that was weird.
Well, she only sang. She didn't speak.
She didn't say anything.
She didn't say anything. It really felt like a performance. And
it was a performance.
It was a beautiful performance.
She
sounded wonderful, but she was smiling, and it really felt like she was performing for the crowd, and that was... It was a little weird just because you'd think she would have been like kind of...
Did you see that part, Benny?
No, I didn't, but I was just going to say it was just a little odd, like on how it was placed. Where it was placed or just
no,
in general?
I just thought...
That her mom would be like able to like pull off like a beautiful, you know, polished performance and be smiling the whole time. And
only guess that I had was that they pretty much did two services. That was the public one that was on television, and then they did a private one as well. And the truth is, at the end of the day, it's really none of our business about her relationship with her daughter. So she may have had a sense of expectation that I'm supposed to get up and do something. So she, you know, she is a very successful gospel singer. She's been performing for years. So that just may be her comfort place to go.
Right.
And it was kind of creepy because she does have moments where she's obviously sounds and, you know, looks like Whitney. So it was interesting, but I don't know. It's just the whole performance thing is kind of unique to me. I mean, it's beautiful, and you know, Alicia Keys, her performance to me was a little bit more raw. Like you could tell that she was getting choked up. It wasn't perfect. Like she felt really in the moment. And her mom, it felt like more of an actual, you know, like
a show.
Yeah,
huh.
It was really interesting. And it's funny because we have some of the other gossip, you know, about like Bobby Brown and the kids and all this stuff. And I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
I feel badly. I feel like it's too much scrutiny on the family.
That might be because I'm constantly talking about it.
I mean, literally, guilty. We sit down to dinner and he's like, so Bobby, Christina, allegedly. And I'm like, David, where are you reading?
Can you just put it on pause for just a minute? I've had a long day.
but I think David's feeling emotional in general because over the weekend, have you seen The Artist yet? No? Okay.
So it's one of the films nominated for Best Picture this year.
Right. And it's a silent film, and we borrowed it from friends. Again, fun perk of LA is you get to watch screeners at home. Mm-hmm. It's so unfair because I hardly ever go to the movies, but it's really fun. So anyway, we watched it on Saturday, and when our friends lent it to us, they were like, don't forget, this is a silent movie. And I was like, it's not a movie. You know?
I thought I was going to hate
mean,
it.
It's not 3D. It's black and white. Like... you know, I'd rather watch reruns of Hannah Montana. Like, I totally got bratty about it. You like that, Benny?
That was fantastic. Can you clip that?
Brian, you need to grab that. That was hilarious.
So we watched it, and it was spectacular. Really? It takes, yeah, oh my God, it's so
it
great.
Beautiful.
I found that my mind for the first 10 minutes is like, okay, they're not going to talk, and they're not going to talk, and this is going to be okay, and this is what's going to happen, and you kind of have to settle into it. It was so well done. I don't know any of the stars aside from John Goodman that are in it. They were not recognizable names to me, but it was so well done. And then the best part is that David started sobbing. I mean, he never cries at movies.
I never do. Oh, my God. I was really moved by
it. You cried so hard. I, of course, supportively start laughing.
Did you
because
hold him?
No, I started laughing. I could not stop.
What kind of husband are you?
Well,
thank you. When he cries at a movie, I am like, well, all there.
You know, I cry at every, I mean, I cry at The Apprentice.
You cry at Biggest Loser.
The Biggest Loser. Don't get me started on The Biggest Loser. The Biggest Loser for me makes me look like The Biggest Loser because I sob uncontrollably. But it was so funny. So if you haven't seen The Artist, you have got to see it, people. All right, very quickly, we're going to go to break soon. But guys, if you want a reading from me, I'm here all hour. I mean, I'm working for free. Now's your chance. Give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And I'm totally into instant feedback at the moment. So go to transformationtalkradio.com, click the instant feedback button, and I'll read your question. Or if you're listening to us on our friends at CBS New Sky Radio, I will read those questions as well. When we come back, it's readings for everyone. Guys, don't forget, 6 weeks until the cruise. Also, hello, it's happening. I put it on the Facebook page. Guys, we're going to go to break. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is The Dougal Fraser Show. We'll be right back.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use Instant Messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, The Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's The Dougal Fraser Show.
Take a vacation with Dougal. On April 21st, Dougal is teaming up with Colette Baron Reed to host a 7-day Caribbean cruise. Join them for lectures, readings, meditations, and so much more. We'll be stopping in Aruba, Curaçao, and the Princess Keys. Come on the journey of a lifetime. You'll learn about yourself and connect with other like-minded people. Call Life Journeys to reserve your cabin now. 1-888-259-9191. That's 888-259-9191.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Do you feel trapped by your own bad habits? Are you still eating the wrong foods or smoking? Or just trapped in self-destructive thinking? If so, help is available at StephanieRisley.com. Let certified hypnotherapist Stephanie Risley reprogram your brain. Her Power Tools of Transformation CD series can help you take control of your life. Call 323-933-4377 or go to StephanieRisley.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. This is Psychic Dougal Fraser. My caffeine is setting in, people. My heart is pounding, and you know what that means. It means I got to go to the calls. If you want to give me a call, 1-800-930-2819. Again, that number, 1-800-930-2819. Or do an instant feedback question. Go to transformationtalkradio.com. Click the instant feedback button, and I will read it. I see you, Diane, in Atlanta. I'm going there next. But first, we're going to go to Tim in Detroit. Hey, Tim, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. What can I help you with?
Well, I've been unemployed for a really long time, and I'm starting to get very frustrated. So I was thinking about joining the military to try and jumpstart my career, and I was wondering if you thought that would be a good idea for me or a bad idea.
Tim, I don't love that idea. So when you talk about the military, your aura contracts. I will tell you that I see purple around you, and purple light is the color of the leader. So I'm not surprised that you would be drawn to military because of the structure aspect of it. But there's something about being in that environment that I feel like would make you feel ultimately, to be honest with you, kind of insecure. When I talk to your energy, when I focus on your energy, I get the sense that you're more of a teacher. So I feel like being in an environment where you can assist and help people as a teacher is a good thing to do. So one of the things that I want you to look at is possibly becoming like a teacher's assistant in the local area, or even like a substitute or something like that. But there's something about delivering information and wisdom to people that makes you feel great. Now, my advice to you is test me. Go apply, check out the military, get some information. But if you start getting an uneasy feeling in your abdomen or your stomach, something about it just doesn't feel right. I don't know if you're going to feel like you can be your authentic self. You're going to have to be very controlled in that environment, and that makes me anxious. So I think right now you're in kind of like panic mode, which is normal. I get it. You haven't worked in a while. That's normal that you would start feeling nervous and your mind's starting to think outside of the box, which is good. I just don't think military would be the right fit. There's something about teaching and delivering information. Do I sound like a crazy person, or have you ever thought of that?
No, you don't sound crazy. That does make sense.
Good. And what is it about the military that makes you anxious? Because I know you're thinking about it because it's an idea, but there's also a part of you that feels nervous, right?
Right. Well, for me, the biggest thing was I didn't want to get stuck into like a karmic cycle if I joined the military that I didn't necessarily have to go through.
Yeah.
So that was the big thing for me. But then I was also thinking, well, like peacekeeping, like that's something I can get down with. But
unfortunately, though, peacekeeping is a kind of smaller aspect of military work. So here's what I would do. I want you to start focusing on the teaching aspect of your being. And I would go contact like a headhunter or someone locally in the area where you can be and tell them that you want to deliver information to people. I see a job coming up in March. I'll be honest with you, it's not full-time. It's a part-time position. So it's a step forward, but it is a baby step forward. And it doesn't feel like until the fall that you're in a position where you're feeling really good about how much money you're making. But money is going to start coming in. So guys, when you're listening, test me. Still go research the military, see how it feels. My prediction is that's not going to happen. And in March, a part-time position comes up that relates to the teaching part of your being. Okay, Tim?
Okay.
Okay, well, good luck with that. Call us back to let us know how that turns out, okay?
I will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Guys, we're going to do an instant feedback question. We have Diane in Atlanta. Diane says, read mine. And it worked. It's all those exclamation points. I'm not going to lie. She says, hello, Dougal. Can I get a reading, please? What do you see in my future regarding my love life? Is the one out there somewhere? Have I met him already? Thanks so much. Diane, I'm going to be honest with you. It's not this year. It's next year. Here's the deal. You're in a career cycle right now. And what that means is you're very focused on finances and what's going on with your work. And so once we get that in order, then a relationship is going to manifest. When I focus on it, I see you meeting this person in a house of worship. That could be anything from a synagogue to a church to a mosque to a meditation group, but it's definitely a spiritual circle. It's a spiritual group. And you don't go there to meet an individual. It kind of pops up. If you feel like you need to jumpstart your love life, I would suggest trying some online dating just to get the energy in motion. Because right now, when I tune into you, as much as the question you present is about love, it doesn't really feel like that's what's on your mind. So you might want to like put out a personal ad or do like some online dating to get things working. Which leads me to, speaking of online dating, I know you were at work, Benny, so you probably didn't see this. But this morning on the Today Show, there was a woman who was dating. I'm not going to laugh. There was a woman who started dating someone online, and she got pregnant after 6 months. And then I don't know how he did this, but he got her to sign papers before she had the baby that basically relinquished her rights as a parent. And then after birth of the baby, She found out that he had been married and lied to her about everything, and he and his wife adopted that child.
What?
Thank you.
This sounds like something from like Jerry Springer or like Maury. Was this on Maury? Did you get your shows confused again?
I swear, no. Really? It was the Today Show. Brian, Ann Curry.
Brian said, "Oh snap."
Ann Curry was being so
really
polite to this woman. So here's the deal. So they start dating, and he explains to her that he is royalty, and that he also works in the CIA. Now, guys. I'm a big fan of online dating. David and I met online. I know a lot of people, especially my female clients, when I talk about that, they get anxious about it. But just, you know, word to the wise, if you meet someone online and they are also royalty and work in the CIA, you might want to question this person. I mean, I my heart goes out to this woman. I don't know if anybody saw that story. It was a shock to me, but she literally signed papers relinquishing her right. And then they asked her on the show, did you read the contract? And she said, oh, yeah, I scanned over it. But
she said she just trusted him.
She didn't understand it and she didn't notice it. And apparently they've like already gone to court and the judge said that it was, you know, completely crazy and unnecessary. And but there's like an appeal. But guys, if you're dating online, I mean, royalty first could be a red flag. Secret Service, you know, other red flags. Be very, very careful with what you're doing. I mean, I've never heard that kind of a story before, but I got to be honest with you, kind of got a kick out of it. Guys, we're going to go to our next caller. We've got Deborah in Seattle. Good morning, Deborah. Why is it I already love you and I haven't even heard your voice? How are you?
I'm fine. Well, I guess I'm okay. Thanks, Dougal. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. So, Deborah, are you thinking of moving? What's going on? I see move with a question mark.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I have been thinking about it, actually.
Yeah, I think
but
you need to do it. Here's the
really?
Thing, Deborah. Yeah, well, here's the thing. You are, and I adore this about you, you have a really intense energy. Like, it's really powerful. It's really strong. You are very, very bright. But when you get focused on something, and especially if it's heavy and it's overwhelming you, you get a little stuck. And right now, your energy feels stuck. And I think you're actually quite sensitive to your environment. So the minute I tuned into you, I got this sense that I needed to shake it up. And part of shaking it up is actually going to have a move. There's something about your surrounding that you're sensitive to, and I need something that feels a little bit lighter. I need something that feels a little bit more open and that's more conducive to my energy so that I feel clear. I don't know if I'm picking up on like emotional clutter or if it's actually quite physical clutter, but there's this sense that I need to clean. I need to open my energy up so that I can receive more. There's been a little bit of a block to prosperity. So my feeling is in late April, possibly even May, is when the move happens, and there's something about after the move where money just starts like pouring in. You seem much clearer. You seem more stable, and money and prosperity finally kind of come to you. What was your question about?
It was about a relationship, but
what's
I'm
going...
stuck in that too.
Yeah,
I'm stuck. A relationship broke up 2 years ago, and I can't get over it.
Yeah, and did you guys live together?
No, we didn't.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, because you could be part of the house. I think you need to move. I think you need a change of pace. I think you need to open your energy. I agree with you that you feel stuck right now. And I think if we could mm-hmm. focus on something like the move, and I would tell my friends, like, I'm redefining my energy. I'm redefining my space. I'm letting go of things. I think that's going to help turn things around. And like I said, after the move, all of this stuff comes to you. I just feel like your energy is wide open and it's much better for you energetically. Okay, Deborah?
Okay.
Well,
thank
good
you.
Luck with that. Call us back and let us know how that goes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Okay, guys, we are going to go to another question. We have Donna in Maryland. Donna says, do you see a move in the future? Should I replace my shore home for a new home for our retirement? Donna, shore home, where's my invitation, darling? I want to go to the shore home. All right, Donna, let's see. I would hold off right now. So your question is, should I replace my shore home for a new home for our retirement? I would wait. In my opinion, if you can hold on about 3 years, especially in the area that you live in, real estate will get a lot better. So the thought of selling it right now, just from a business perspective, wouldn't be a great idea. So I'm going to say about 3 years before I see you replacing that home for your retirement, but ultimately it will happen. And I got to say, financially, things are great for you, but I just feel like slowing down. And Donna, I don't know if you have property, and I know you're in Maryland, but I also keep seeing a weird Florida connection there. I don't know if you have property in Florida, if you guys are thinking of investing in Florida. If so, I would do that. But I would hold off on selling that home right now. Guys, I'm on fire today. What's going on? Call us, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. You can also do an instant feedback question. We are going to take a quick break. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is the Dougal Fraser Show. We'll be right back.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Licensed psychotherapist and coming out specialist Kathy DeBono is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use Instant Messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to kathyisin.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Take a vacation with Dougal. On April 21st, Dougal is teaming up with Colette Baron-Reed to host a 7-day Caribbean cruise. Join them for lectures, readings, meditations, and so much more. We'll be stopping in Aruba, Curaçao, and the Princess Keys. Come on the journey of a lifetime. You'll learn about yourself and connect with other like-minded people. Call Life Journeys to reserve your cabin now. 1-888-259-9191. That's 888-259-9191.
Hey everybody, welcome back. It's Psychic Dougal Fraser. The phones, as David's mom would say, are ringing and dinging. Do you love that I'm making fun of your mom right now? Whenever her cell phone rings, she goes, "My phone is dinging," and I love it.
Probably going to call into the show and call you out on that.
I would, I'm telling you right now, if David's mom called, everyone listening, it would be an experience. Next time she comes to visit, we will force her to come in.
I think you should.
Oh my God. She'll be completely freaked out and then she'll love every single second of it.
You could fake her out and say, "We're not going to really be on the air."
Right.
Maybe you could get her to stay a little
longer. We just wanted you to meet Benny. That's
right.
It.
Yeah, it's all about Benny. Right. That'll
that
work.
That would be so funny. Guys, we're going to go straight to our next caller. We have Susan in Seattle. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Dougal. I want to see if there are if there's another new job position coming up for me in my career.
Well, yes and no. I'm not quite sure if it's contract work or something like that, but I do not see a regular... Well, first thing first is the minute I tune into your energy, I see... How do I describe this? It's kind of like a brick red color. So red, as you've heard me talk about before, is the color of the emotional body. The darker the color, the more of a block there is. So right now, you feel very disconnected from your heart. And in my opinion, when the heart is wide open, it makes it easier for us to make decisions. It makes us easier for us to connect with people, and ultimately it brings abundance and prosperity in all ways to us. So one of the things that I want you to do is, in your visualizations, in your meditations, I need you to move into a heart-centered space to help open up that energy. Now, in answer to your question about your career, they're showing contract work. They're specifically showing a three-month period with a fairly decent paycheck, but it doesn't feel like you can depend on that position. It comes in, it serves you well, but it doesn't feel dependable. Have you ever done contract work before?
Not.
I'm sorry. Say that again. I couldn't hear you.
No, I have not done contract work before.
Okay. Yeah. They show like a short-term thing coming in. And like I said, it pays a little bit, but it doesn't feel like I can depend on it. And here's the thing that I'm confused about. I can't tell if I'm picking up on your anxiety, meaning the job comes in and you don't love it and it's not the perfect fit, or if it's actually what's going to happen. What I can tell you, though, is that I do see money coming in, but we got to get clear in our heart space with what's going on. There's just a tremendous amount of anxiety there. But like I said, the next position feels like a contract position, and then it's after that that I feel like something more long-term will come in. But if I'm going to be totally honest with you, it does feel like in the next 6 months that the worry and the struggle is still there, but you will be provided for. I wish I had better news, and I do think in the fall it gets better, but for right now it feels kind of, doesn't feel great, okay?
Right, no, it doesn't.
Yeah, I apologize for that. But what I want you to know is it may not be your dream job, but money will come in. We just have to be a little bit patient until we find the next position that you feel great about, okay?
Okay, good.
All right, Susan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dougal. Thank you.
You know, that's one of those things for people that are listening. You know, a lot of people, when they call a psychic, they always want to hear, you know, good news. And it's like, I want to give good news, but that's not always the case. But the thing is, we can always change our energy. And with our last caller, that's kind of what I was talking about. If she can work on where she is emotionally, that'll help kind of clear things out and bring more energy to her. Guys, instant feedback questions like crazy today. So I want to do another. We have Rochelle in Redmond. A lot of financial questions today. Hi, Dougal. What can I do to create greater financial prosperity? I continue to create the same financial stress over and over. Any insights would be greatly appreciated. Rochelle, I hear you. I can feel it. You do create it over and over again. Here's the thing. You like routine. You repeat things because it feels familiar to you. So unfortunately, your identity has become comfortable with associating financial stress. And so we have to reprogram your brain to believe that you can be stress-free, you can be prosperous, you can be abundant. But right now, if I'm going to be honest with you, I feel like there's a part of your consciousness that kind of enjoys the stress of the money. I think it makes you feel alive. So my advice to you is not to think about money. I want you to think about things that make you feel alive, that are positive. You can do a simple technique that I give a lot of clients called tracking joy. And the way that we track joy is simple things. You know, you hit all the green lights on the way to work. You got great hair that day. You love your outfit. Your favorite song comes on the radio. You order a large coffee and they give you an extra large and they don't charge you. You have to start tracking your joy. Your mind seems too focused on the lack right now. And if you can start tracking your joy, you'll attract more prosperity to you. But don't think about money. I know that's confusing. Our brains want to focus on money. They want to focus on a number. They want to focus on how much is in the bank account. What I need you to focus on is energy and focus on joy. Very, very important. Speaking of joy and things that make me happy, the Oscars are Sunday. Hello, are you watching them, Benny? Are you watching
I
them?
Hope to.
Billy Crystal is hosting.
He's back.
Thank God.
I know. It's been like 10 years.
He's the best host ever. It's been a really, really, really long time. So I'm excited about that. Have we seen all the movies? I think the only movie that we haven't seen, no, we haven't seen two for what's going to win Best Picture. The Artist, The Descendants, The Help, Hugo, Midnight in Paris, Moneyball, Tree of Life, War Horse, Extremely Loud, and Incredibly Close. So War Horse, I got all Barbara Walters there. War Horse and Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. We have not seen those. Have you seen any of them? You can't see them.
I've seen Moneyball. I like that. And yeah. I think I'm out of touch this year on watching movies. I've been a little busy, dude.
I know.
I've just been a
little
busy.
Where's my violin?
Oh, they can hear it all right.
It's true. You've got, and you know what the sad part is? Now that they're walking,
yeah,
it's only going to get harder and harder.
Yeah, it'll be more fun.
I mean, can you imagine the cardio you're going to get in your house?
That's pacing what I'm looking forward to, Dougal. Hello.
Pacing back and forth over and over again.
Great. I sit here all day. I needed some exercise, you know?
I know. I was laughing this morning because our phone rang at 6:15 with some weird guy asking for a Vaughn or something. And then it rang at 6. And then it rang at 6:20. And then it rang at 6:30. And I kept answering it in my sleep. And I started trying to speak Spanish because he wasn't speaking English.
Oh,
but
no.
Then I was thinking Japanese. And then I was thinking Hebrew. Because I was so tired and I was so angry that I was up. And then you know what I thought of, Benny? Benny's been at work for like 4 hours already.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. So I got nothing to complain about. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. Our number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, I'll be taking more of your calls. I'm Dougal Frazier. Stay with us.
Do you feel trapped by your own bad habits? Are you still eating the wrong foods or smoking? Or just trapped in self-destructive thinking? If so, help is available at StephanieRisley.com. Let certified hypnotherapist Stephanie Risley reprogram your brain. Her Power Tools of Transformation CD series can help you take control of your life. Call 323-933-4377 or go to StephanieRisley.com.
Take a vacation with Dougal. On April 21st, Dougal is teaming up with Colette Baron Reed to host a 7-day Caribbean cruise. Join them for lectures, readings, meditations, and so much more. We'll be stopping in Aruba, Curacao, and the Princess Keys. Come on the journey of a lifetime. You'll learn about yourself and connect with other like-minded people. Call Life Journeys to reserve your cabin now. 1-888-259-9191. That's 888-259-9191.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Licensed psychotherapist and coming out specialist Kathy DeBono is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to KathyIsIn.com.
Do you got a first aid kit handy? Do you know how to patch up a wound?
Everybody, welcome back. The music is making me giggle. David, you make cute music, and I enjoy it. Guys, Dougal Frazier here. Our number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Or don't forget, you can go to TransformationTalkRadio.com, click the instant feedback button, and I will read it for you. And Michelle posted on... Guys, are we friends on Facebook? Because I feel like we should be. Michelle wrote, so you just go to Transformation Talk Radio, Michelle. You click instant feedback. I think it's on the left or right side. I can't remember. And then I can see it from here, and I will read it for you. We are going to go straight to another call. We've got Lynn. I don't know what city she's
calling. She's in Seattle.
Oh, hey, Lynn.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing? You have the prettiest pink aura. The minute I hear your voice, I see pink. Pink light is light of perfection and unconditional love. You have worked very, very hard on not being critical. You've come very far with that, and I appreciate the self-love that you do. I think you're doing a good job with that. What is your question? How can I help you?
I'm wondering about a divine right partner. What you think for that?
Okay, so, well, two things. I do think you manifest a relationship this year, but I have to ask you a question. Do you volunteer?
Do I? I have not. I have not.
Okay, so has it been on your mind recently?
You know, it has in the past. Recently, no. More my career is, you know, I need to get that up and rolling, and which I have been. But,
okay. Sometimes people who have pink in their aura, it can represent someone that's interested in like volunteer work, and they keep flashing it over and over again. And, you know, it's kind of like cosmic charades. I have to put the pieces of the puzzle together. So you're asking about relationships. They're flashing volunteer work. I think it would be good for you to volunteer like once a month and be in an environment of people of like-minded consciousness. You're a giver. It's part of your nature. You like to extend your energy to other people. And so I feel like getting into an environment where you're around other givers would be a good way for you to meet someone. And I feel like socially, that would be a good way to extend your community. Oh my God, they're obsessed with it. I keep seeing it over and over and over again in my head. They're showing me the volunteer work that David just signed up for. They're showing me stuff that I've done before in the past. There's something about volunteer work in like the next 6-week period that's going to be really good for you. So my guess or my hunch based on your question is that is going to be the environment in which you meet the next person. So I do feel good about love. I feel like it's coming pretty soon. I wish I could get more specifics about who you're going to meet, but I'm not getting that at all. It's just more of the community and the environment that it's going to happen in. Do I sound like a crazy person?
Yeah. do you see it volunteering with animals or people? Is there anything that
I would go with people? The reason I wouldn't go for animals is people. Yeah, I would go with people. I see you literally on like a committee, a team, or a group, and there is an event or something you guys are all planning, because I see everyone like sitting around a table. You're discussing it. It caters to not only the healer aspect to you, but the creative aspect, and you really like it. And I have to tell you, it's a successful group of people. I feel like I'm connected to people of success, and we're all putting in the same amount of time, and there's a great sense of kinship with everyone, and I do see you working with people. It's not with animals. So that's where I would look right now, and in my opinion, that's where the relationship manifests itself. But here's the deal. You know, I talked earlier with clients who felt blocked or, you know, there was an issue. Your energy feels very prepared, very open, and very ready. So now's the time to do it. I think we just need to step out of our comfort zone and try different things in order to connect with new people. And that would be the way that I would go. Okay.
Totally great. Thanks.
Great, Lynn. Well, I hope you have a great day and good luck with that.
Yeah, you too.
Take care. We are going to go to Carmel. Am I saying that right?
It's Carmel.
Oh, Carmel. Sorry.
It's close. It's potato.
Carmel and Kirkland. I got your name wrong. I feel terrible. Good morning. How are you?
That's all right. I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm great. What can I help you with?
Well, what do you see for me in business?
Business-wise, things are good. However, it feels like money's coming in, but I don't know if you take care of people financially. I feel like money's coming in, but I feel like it needs to go to other people right now, and I don't understand that. Why does it feel like too much money's going out when you should be focused more on taking care of yourself?
Well, I'm in real estate, so, you know, we share commissions and things like that.
Well, no, it's more than that. I don't know if it's because it's not paying. It doesn't feel personal. It's like you have to like, okay, so here's the deal. I think that financially you're going to have a really strong year, but I actually think the universe is going to be testing you, and someone in your family or a loved one is going to need money. And my advice to you is not to do that. I think you need to kind of draw your boundaries, take care of yourself, get some savings going, get yourself in a good place financially. But there's this opportunity to take care of other people, and I don't want you to do that. In my opinion, your issue is not about manifesting money. You're able to manifest money. It's about holding on to it. And there's like a subconscious thing there. Like, I appreciate that you want to help people. I appreciate that you want to give to people. But first, we have to focus on our own foundation. So I actually think it's a really strong year for you personally, financially. The question or the test or the curveball, if you will, is whether or not you save that to take care of yourself. I don't want you to stress yourself and start aiding someone else. So money is going to come in, but the lesson for you this year is to take care of yourself and not be of service to everyone who comes into your life, okay?
Okay, and does that cover the investment? I'm considering an investment right now.
I can't tell specifically how the... Can I ask you a question? Are you in a relationship?
No.
When was your last relationship?
Oh, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Probably a really long time.
Okay, there's a possibility that you meet someone in the next couple of weeks who I also think is kind of, there's something about people taking advantage of you this year. And when I say taking advantage of you, it's not that I think that they're like going out of their way to like hurt you or something like that. But I see this family member that wants money. Then I see this relationship that comes in that feels kind of emotionally draining. And what you need to know is that this year you are tested with taking care of yourself. So to answer your question, finances are fine. It's actually a strong year for you. The lesson this year is to have strong boundaries and not let people take advantage of you. So I want you to think about that after you get off the phone with me. Think about what I talked about. Think about the people that are in your life right now. Who makes you feel drained? Who makes you feel supported? But there's something about a relationship that I feel kind of drained from. So this year is about defining your boundaries and not letting too much energy go out. Okay?
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Okay, we're going to go to another call quickly. We've got Brad in Washington. Hi, Brad.
Hello?
Hey, Brad. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. How can I help you?
Wow, I can't believe I got on.
It's your day, Brad.
Well, yeah, wow. The last 6 months have been kind of tough for me. I just wondering, I don't know, could you feel me out a little bit? Home,
yeah, so
work.
So when I focus on your energy, you've got blue around you, and blue light is the light of truth and wisdom. There's this weird thing right now where you're feeling like you can't really depend on anyone. And one of the things that I want you to resist is this hibernation phase. You know, when people get blue around them, they want to retract, they want to spend time alone. It's like they their energy feels down, and you got to be really, really careful with that. There is definitely a sense at the end of the day that I have to take care of myself. And I can't depend on other people, and I have to be careful with that. And I want you to resist that urge. I actually think you have a strong circle of people around you. I think it's hard for you to be the center of attention. I think it's hard for you to be the focus. And right now, I need you to be honest with people that you're feeling kind of vulnerable, and you feel like you need a little bit of a boost of energy. The more vulnerable you can be, the more honest, the more candid you can be with people around you, the easier it's going to be for you to feel stable, and the easier it's going to be for you to attract in more energy. But at the moment, you've been kind of resisting being around people. Have you noticed that?
I have.
Yeah. So be careful with that. That's something that's going to come up. The truth is, Brad, I think you, it's not chronic depression, but I think sometimes you lean towards getting in like a funk and you get stuck there. And the best way to get yourself out of that is to tell people. Energy follows thought and thought directs energy. And sometimes when we just express ourselves, like David sees me do this all the time, I'll walk through the house and I'll be like, I'm in terrible mood right now. And I just get it out and I verbalize it, and then it kind of neutralizes the energy. You need to invite people into your circle to feel more of a support and feel more connected. And I think if you can do that, it's going to make you ultimately feel stronger. Group therapy would be awesome for you, because then you could be in a group of people that could say, hey, Brad, you're going to that funky space. We want to help pull you out of it. And when they can pull you out of it, it's going to make you feel happier and more connected to your life. Okay.
Okay.
Do you live with someone?
I do.
Yeah. And that person, you're very, very sensitive to that. Who is that? Who do you live with?
Well, she... kind of, it was my wife, but we've been together 16 years, and now, I mean...
Okay, so this makes perfect sense. Okay, so you live with your ex-wife.
Yeah.
And that's not the best situation for you.
Why
and,
not?
Well, I think you're very sensitive to her energy, that doesn't feel right to me. Why are you guys still living together?
Because we love each other.
Okay, so you guys were married, and now you're back in a relationship again?
Oh, yeah. We've been together back in the relationship for the last 10 years.
Okay. Something feels off there. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's that you're too sensitive to her energy or something, but something feels off with that situation. I'm not quite sure what it is. Have you guys, everything's been okay?
No, the last 6 months, well, we just... About 6 months ago, we had a big issue, and that really made me think about what was important to me and kind of define my life and define my boundaries and her boundaries and where we want to go. And
yeah.
Because we have two beautiful kids.
You want me to be totally honest with you, Brad?
sure.
Yeah, something feels off. And, you know, whenever I see blue, a lot of times it has to do with figuring out, like, you know, who your circle is, who your tribe is, so to speak, who you want to depend on energetically, and something feels off. So I got to be honest with you. I do feel transition coming up. Ultimately, I think it's a good thing. I think a great thing for you guys to do right now would be to sit down and talk about, like, what kind of life you want to create in the next 5 years. Make sure that you're on the same page. I could be wrong, but it feels like you're not on the same page right now. And especially for you, you're so sensitive that weighs you down. And so you guys need to have really honest communication about what you're trying to create and what direction you want to go in so that you can support each other. If you're not on the same page, you might need to make some different decisions.
Right. Cause we have sat down and talked about a lot of stuff the last couple months.
Yeah. And do you feel like you're on the same page?
I think we're getting there, you know. I think we're getting there.
Okay. Well, this is my feeling. Continue to do that. Like I said, something feels kind of off to me, so hopefully I'm wrong and things kind of fall back in place. But this year is all about you creating a circle and a community of people that you feel like are just like you, that support you in the same way and that make you feel empowered. If someone makes you feel drained, you want to take a look at that. Okay, Brad?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, good luck with everything. I appreciate it. Guys, I want to talk about a quick story that David found. So the FDA is set to investigate this new inhalable caffeine product. Have we heard about this?
Mm-hmm. No, haven't heard anything about it at all.
It's called AeroShot.
Yeah, I heard about this too.
It contains 200 milligrams of caffeine, which is the same as a large cup of coffee. So if you're inhaling it, is it like a one-time shot?
That's a good question.
I don't know. Can you keep using the same
Well,
bottle?
Think about it. If you drink a large cup of coffee, you're not like chugging a cup of coffee. The caffeine doesn't hit you that quickly. But if you're doing an inhalable thing, a caffeine product, I can't imagine that much caffeine hitting your system that quickly. That does not sound healthy at all.
Well, they don't recommend having more than 3 shots a day.
So AeroShot is, so they're saying it's $2.99, just FYI. So in a one shot, which I don't even like the way that sounds.
Yeah.
There's something about that sounds beyond sketchy.
Dirty.
So in one, you're having a large cup of coffee. So basically it's not having 3. That just seems wrong.
And I wonder what the bottle looks like. Is it like an asthma inhaler? I mean, are you literally pressing a...
That's well, I know I was wondering too.
I always see that stuff at, 7-Eleven, those 5-hour energy drinks, but that's like an actual liquid that you're drinking.
Hang on, let me know. Brian, do you know a little bit about this? Have you been watching it?
Yeah, once we started the show, I did a little bit of research into this.
Okay.
And?
Tell us. You open it up, it's about the size of a, like, chapstick, and you actually breathe through it, and it kind of looks like an odd-looking pipe, actually, and you go and you inhale it, and you can do big inhales or little inhales according to the website, and you can save it for later, and supposedly it's easier than coffee.
Right.
So it's like Afrin but caffeine.
Right.
Exactly.
That is really twisted.
That sounds weird.
And I'm a total caffeine addict. It is related to my
sponsor
mood.
Sponsor time for the show.
Can you imagine? Brought to you by AeroShot.
I'm on it right now. What do you think?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, you like the ritual also of holding your cup of
Absolutely.
Coffee and sipping
Absolutely.
And tasting, you know.
The mug, everything.
Right.
Everything means something to me. But there's something about snorting coffee that just seems culturally like a bad idea for people.
And I think officials are afraid that like teens or younger people are going to abuse it.
Of course.
And then, you know, it can really, I think you can have some heart rate issues if you, you know, really go.
I remember
overboard.
Back in the day, I used to take something called Ripped Fuel.
Oh,
because because I got it at a health food store.
Thought it was safe.
And I was like, and I'd go to the gym and I'd practically do a triple sow cow and a back handspring. And I was like, brought to you by Ripped Fuel, you know, but my heart would be pounding
out your chest. Literally.
And I couldn't. Oh, it was crazy. So then I researched some of the ingredients because it's like ginkgo mao huang long chung. And it's all
I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's pretty popular. And it was all caffeine, and I had no idea. And it would be like, take 2 pills, take 12 pills. And I took it for probably like 2 weeks, and it made me feel like a crazy person. So I don't know. I hope the FDA checks into that. That seems scary to me.
There's a market for something new every day. So right? You know, they'll probably just unleash it, you know, see what the stir causes, and then they'll probably be off the market.
Right. Have little rats running around like
crazy.
Yeah,
right? I mean, look at all the monsters and the juiced and the Red Bulls and the
blah. Right, right. It's too much. It's too much.
I can't control
it. Peace, people.
We
need to be quiet.
Yes.
Hey, guys, if you couldn't get through today, you can always call me for a private session at 1-877-936-8425 or visit my website at dougalfraser.com for more information. Don't forget to join the Facebook page. All good stuff. And, guys, are you coming on the cruise? It's in 6 weeks with Colette Baron Reed. I can't wait. Go to lifejourneys.net to register, or you can go to my website and click the appearances page. I will be on tomorrow, CBS New Sky Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Taking your calls. I hope we can talk. I'll see you next week. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you brighter. Footsteps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over. Cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stronger. Trust me, myself and I.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts. Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Hey, everyone. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts. Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world. Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to up-level their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation.